The interim structure leading the ANC in the Free State has submitted a list of three names for the position of premiership in the province. This was confirmed by spokesperson of the structure, Thabo Mekhu, to OFM News. The interim structure was appointed after the term of the previous leadership expired. A new leadership was elected during a provincial conference, but was later declared unlawful after an application in the Free State High Court by a group of disgruntled ANC members. Mekhu confirmed the list contained three names, which are listed in order of priority. He did not want to reveal the names, but said the interim structure's first and third choices are women. Mekhu said the province is now awaiting a decision from the National Executive Committee of the ANC. Free State Premier Ace Magashule is vacating his position next month after being elected as the Secretary General of the ANC, a full-time position at Luthuli House. Mekhu could not indicate whether the provincial elective conference or the appointment of the Premier would take place first. If the Premier's position is filled before the conference, the Premiership and the ANC chairperson position in the province could be occupied by two different people for the first time in more than a decade. Meanwhile, the State of the Province Address, or SOPA, is meant to outline the plans of a province, not the Premier. This is according to the Speaker of the Free State Legislature, Mamiki Tabete, at a media SOPA briefing held in Bloemfontein. This comes after the DA in the province filed an urgent High Court application to get Tabete to schedule a no-confidence vote against current Premier Ace Magashule. This is on the grounds that Magashule will be replaced following his election as Secretary General of the ANC. Tabete said that the national plans are taken from the national guidelines.
It's not his plans. They are the plans of government through a collective. It's not his plans. It is the plans of the province, which are being taken from the National Development Plan, which are taken from the ruling party.
The Free State SOPA is scheduled for next week, Tuesday. The British government has issued a terse travel advisory warning of possible attacks on South African soil. The kidnapping of two South African-British nationals in KwaZulu-Natal recently is understood to have been kidnapped by terror group ISIS near Vryheid in northern KZN. Times Media reports they lived in Cape Town for many years. Several days after they vanished last week, Hawks counter-terror operatives swooped on a man and woman they are holding under protected surveillance. The suspects, Saifuddin Aslam Del Vicio and Fatima Patel, remain at the center of the high-level probe. The two appeared in Vryheid Magistrate Court and faced charges related to terrorism, abduction and possible murder. The UK government subsequently updated its online travel advisory for South Africa, citing the abduction of the pair. The advisory reads, terrorists are likely to try to carry out attacks in South Africa. Attacks could be indiscriminate, including in places visited by foreigners such as shopping areas in major cities. Hawks spokesperson Lloyd Ramova said that due to ongoing investigations and the sensitive nature of the probe, officials are unable to offer comment on details specific to the case. Your top story at this hour, the interim structure leading the ANC in the Free State has submitted a list of three names for the position of premiership in the province. If you have a news tip-off, mail it to news@ofm.co.za.